Wow.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Time to wake up.
Wake up late
with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the
world. Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thank you, Elton. Hey, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida here at Danger Studios. I'm joined by Minda.
It's good to be back.
And Randy Vega.
What's up?
Who was boogering us up. You feel a little better today?
Oh, no, I'm good, man. I took pills and stuff for my allergies.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got myself out. We're good, man.
You took pills for the allergies?
Yeah, man. Messed up last time.
Hey, man. People are wondering.
Playing with your dog and making out with it before the show and stuff.
Know.
I got all the hair on me, man.
I know. Well, geez, dude. I know you're into bestiality.
Well,
no wonder my dog's so happy to see you.
Hey, man.
A little nervous.
It's gentle now.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Thursday. If you notice, we changed the format. You should do Monday and Tuesdays. We figured, why do two in a row? Not shit much has changed since Monday.
Yeah, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, let's spread the week around.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Because we all know how incredible difference the news could be within 3 days. And again, like we said, Jussie Smollett orchestrated the whole thing.
Yep.
And, you know, people have to eat a dick now. They're trying to support him and say, oh, this is a horrible thing.
Did
this
he
is
have
Trump's
a lot of
fault,
supporters?
Pence, no, everybody.
Didn't they kind of think it was him right off the bat?
So, okay.
And then he wrote a check to those people.
Yeah.
Like, that's seriously, bro wrote a check.
And
that's
even,
like,
he,
you deserve to
so
get
So he
caught.
Pretty much set himself up for the fail. I mean, you got such a great career, and then because you don't want to get written off a show or some shit like that, you want to.
Yeah.
He wanted more money.
Yeah, but I mean,
he was trying to get icon status.
You get what you get. That comes with time.
Elevate your profile.
That comes with hard work or something hard.
No, but
depending on what route you choose.
Nobody
to
wants to do it the hard work anymore, man. Nobody. No.
He couldn't have been that good at it because he clearly wasn't that intelligent.
Well, obviously, they also caught him because if you rather they also record because when he finally gave his phone up, he deleted two numbers, so when they looked at his phone record versus the one they subpoenaed from his phone company, they saw these two numbers missing, and it turned out to be the Wakanda twins.
Yeah.
So, twins,
yeah,
as
we call them, right? And all right, so that was one thing, and it turns out it was really interesting to watch Edward Johnson, who was the, I guess he's the superintendent of police in Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big brother. He was pissed.
Oh, yeah,
he wasn't happy with Jesse.
Time,
he was like,
man.
How a black man, African American man, would use the symbol of a noose to perpetrate a fake hate crime?
Yo, he went all the way.
He
was going for the gold. He wanted the Emmy of News Awards.
The minute I heard he walked into the police department, or when they went to see him, he was still wearing the noose. And then the big part to me, which told me was a false story, is when he wouldn't give up his phone.
Yeah.
Because private stuff on the phone. Meanwhile, if he supposedly just got lynched, he'd be happy to find out who the fuck did it.
He walked in with the rope still around his neck.
Yeah, he shuffled in like someone really just touched his shoulders and made him uncomfortable. He really shuffled in like that.
Look what happened. Which the great part about this is not only he served 3 years in prison for a false police report, he also, one of his earlier crimes he admitted to, was sending a powder-laden envelope like as a threat to him, to the studios, that was addressed to him.
Yeah,
that
he had already had a few attempts at fame through news no one paid attention
that's
to.
That's the thing we talked about a while ago. Nobody wants to put in the hard work,
do
the time, get your chops going. I mean, no, everybody
Earn
wants
it,
a fucking shortcut.
Responsibility. So now that is a, and the fact that he sent the note also.
Yep.
When you use the U.S. Postal Service, that's a federal offense.
Yep.
And he sent a potential hazardous material using the U.S. Postal Service,
yep,
which is a terrorist potential charge. This guy thinks he's just trying to get fame. This guy's going to be in jail forever.
Yep, going to be Bill Cosby's roommate.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
crazy,
he's
man.
An idiot. understand. He wrote them a check, and it wasn't even for that much money. Huh? It was like for $3,500.
Jesse's like, you guys take PayPal?
Yeah, right?
Can I Venmo this to you?
Yeah, you know what? Just meet me at the Chase Bank. I can pull out 5,000 max. I think I'll just give it to you there.
So you're saying, Minda, that this is a bit of a Darwinian situation.
Yes. Survival that is exactly what I'm saying. There's a reason you weren't paid that much, right. And it's probably because you were there just because you were a pretty face, and they realized you were an idiot.
Or somebody, he sucked somebody's dick.
And then he said something, I saw him say something where he's like, he's the gay Tupac or something like that. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you're not. No, man. Like, I think that show is stupid, period. I've never watched the episode.
Never have.
And this is why I haven't watched the episode, because it's a stupid show.
He took down the whole show, though. Some level, this is going to, take the whole show down a notch.
Yeah.
Anything at all that they talk about that has to do with Empire anymore, or any of them, it's like, nobody gives a fuck now.
The whole thing needs to be packed in. Thank Jussie Smollett for his attention-grabbing narcissism.
Jussie. So off Jussie, the bat, a name spelled.
Jussie, yeah.
The two people who, fake attacked him, weren't they Nigerians or something?
Yeah, apparently he owned a gym, and he was trying to get them, invest in the gym and stuff, because they're, fitness gurus or whatever like that, and they backed out, but they stayed friends. So I guess one of them was, tipping the board that Jussie was trying to get at, probably. So I guess that's where he,
why would he pick other black guys? Like, don't you find a white guy,
maybe I don't want to sound like he's racist. Maybe he doesn't have any white friends.
Probably.
Maybe he was scared.
Nobody white he could trust. A Nigerian, they're really
maybe
trustworthy.
Maybe they were just that dumb that he was like, maybe I can get over on them.
Here's the funny thing about it. It was thought out a lot, but there was a lot of, it was almost like, even the Edward Johnson, the superintendent of police, even said it on there. Like, this isn't TV, folks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, one thing I found interesting was they followed the guy's steps. Once they knew who they were looking for, they traced him with cameras. They called them pod cameras set around the area of Chicago. And they were just saying, and then they'd also get in there, like people that have the ring on their door. Once they track them through a certain neighborhood, they'd go to those houses. The detectives go to those houses and ask for their feeds on their doors.
Yeah, you can see them walking by.
Yeah, and they're all over the place. And then they got identified when the guy finally got out of a cab and they took a ride service. Boom, there he is. You got his name and photo and where he gets charged.
And stupidity.
Yeah, but dude, that's fucking great. And so what I thought was interesting was this whole thing about tracking. Like, I'm listening to this report and everything, and this guy was on there. And this is some weird fucking guy, the head of the detectives in Chicago. He gets on there, he's like, okay, I'm here for questions. And he's like, and then the superintendent guy goes, no, motherfucker, give him the details. And he had to do the whole timeline, and he gave him the whole timeline from the minute they were following him.
Yep, that kills all
that shit.
The questions right there if you put it on the table.
But it's so fucking funny, man. And, okay, great, people mess up. Listen, whatever. But amidst all that, by the way, you're not going to hear about this, but there was a guy, a right guy, a little bit of like an arena. Last name is Hassan, but I guess it was a white guy, that was a planning some terrorist attacks on Democrats and news people of them and media
because of this.
Guy, like, yeah, he wanted to get rid of Alexa Cortez, the fucking dimwit from New York. I mean, everybody thinks she's so smart, but it's funny when people he was going to kill her, and he was like, he had guns and he worked for the Coast Guard.
That's the kind of guy you hire for a fake attack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get two Nigerians. Like, you get a dude like this. That's a method actor right there. He's going to throw everything he has into that, you may or may not get hurt.
You get the real Riri of the situation. Yeah. Like, if you're thinking about doing any of that dumb shit openly, you're just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
At least these guys actually, tried to, hey, let's just act it out.
Well, then during that discussion, they also talked about why, because the superintendent referred to the two Nigerian brothers as victims. So some of the press was like, why did you call them victims? He's like, well, we don't have any reason to think they knew what they were getting into. He just said, look, I'm going to pay $3,500. We're going to stage this whole thing. It's going to be like if they're doing it for acting, they don't know what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think they practiced?
Did they have a trial run, maybe?
Don't hit me so hard. My face.
They said the day before.
No, put the noose over from the back. Yeah. Put the noose on this way.
Oh, by the way, the fact that he self-inflicted himself with a scratch, that's tampering with evidence charge.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's true. That is willfully tampering with evidence in their investigation.
Because technically, I think they can say that they can't tell. because you tempered the evidence. We can't tell what physical damage was actually done you or not because you did this yourself.
No, it's fraud. It's almost like fraud. It's like saying you know, a little windstorm comes by your house and you get a bulldozer and knock the fucking
your whole
front wall of your house down.
Yeah,
this windstorm, dude, it was like 50-mile-an-hour wind. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no. My fence with all these holes just magically got knocked out for some reason.
It's probably the neighbor's coconut tree.
Right.
Probably flew off and walked through. Where are the coconuts? I don't know. Maybe somebody took them already to make coconut milk.
I don't know. That's just dumb, though. Like, I mean, honestly, man, this kid had it all, regardless if he wasn't that famous. Great life. He's making money.
Not enough.
Acting. No, like, people...
Man, do you think this is a youth thing? You just think that that the youth today just want everything right away?
No, I think
it's
a dumb thing. It's a dumb thing. Right. It's just like, I feel like he could have even executed a fake attack that would have been believable just paying cash.
Yeah.
Like, don't use, like, best, Nigerians, man. You know, don't use your own cell phone. Don't.
Well, I don't even think it has anything to do with, like, the whole fact that they're Nigerian.
Hang out with
like
them.
Well, the fact that Jesse was that dumb to try to make all this shit happen is where it starts. These dudes are just here making a living, whatever. You know, they don't know any better. The guys
they're free.
The guys are actor.
They didn't know any better.
The guys are acting like, oh, maybe
there
this
was no video cameras there. Like, hey, we're gonna act this out with no cameras.
They
like,
showed video of the guys in the fucking store buying the ski mask. They're actually sitting right in front of the cashier with the ski mask face up.
Can I take two of these, please? Two face masks to go.
And they're these big fucking dudes are sitting there. The cashier's guy thinking, "What the fuck is going on?" I remember one of these personal building things, these big workshops that we went to for like you know, corporate you know, big money. They would spend it, and one of the things they had to do to like test you on your resolve and your whatever. They made us go to a grocery store, and they gave me a list of two cucumbers, a pack of condoms, KY jelly. And something else. It was like ridiculous.
That's like a regular nowadays purchase, though.
I said, yeah, well, it's just like, on my list anyway.
That's a normal
I buy
purchase.
This all the time. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed.
You know,
you get three, then they're like, oh, now it's a party.
You couldn't tell anybody what it was for. You're supposed to just go there and somebody's supposed to watch you do it. And it's just weird.
Yeah, that sounds like torture.
It does. Hey, speaking of torture, I shouldn't say that. big thanks last night out to everybody at the Orlando Improv. I got to perform there.
Okay.
First of all, it was great because my buddy Brian Glowacki
puts
a show up there once a year, a Big Low and Friends, and I'm one of the friends. I hope I'm still a friend, I'm about to tell you. But we're good buddies.
No.
Actually, we met originally in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection.
Okay.
When I was there with Jim Florentine, they're friends. Yeah. And so we got a good Ryan Holmes, I think his name's Ryan, local guy there. Monster of the Morning, he was on there. And Nathan Wallace from the West Coast.
Oh, really?
So then what? Does Brian, like, headline it and then a bunch of people, like, showcase
before
him?
I didn't even know I was getting paid. I was just like, fuck, yeah, I just want to get exposure. And then I get there. He says, yeah, I'll have you do 25 minutes before me, and then I'll close.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, awesome. I was going to bring merch. I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. And so having a good time, good show, good room. It was good room for Wednesday. And I'm happy. And before the show, Brian's like, he's like, listen, I don't ask you guys to do anything, but just not a lot of F-bombs. You know what I mean? Just you know, if you can, which is cool. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a dirty, I don't use the F-word in my set, you know? I mean, if I'm in a late night show, I might, but I basically could do my act without doing it. And I say pussy,
uh-huh.
And then for some reason, maybe I'm sniffing mold. Okay.
Yeah.
maybe I have mold in my house.
Okay.
You know, because he's talking to us before the show, like, yeah, no problem, like, no big deal.
Yeah, I never say the F
word. I'm like 3 minutes into my set. I'm like, fuck that.
It starts dropping.
They start coming out, like, all over the fucking place. And I didn't even pick up on it. Like, I think I got excited because I was telling Randy before the show, I did an ad lib to one of my jokes that really helped it. Like, it pushes it, like, what, sets up the next thing. And it hit so hard, so I turn around and go, I forgot what I said. Fuck you, dude, gringo. Fuck you, gringo. You build the wall. You make the wall. And everybody just started cracking up. So all of a sudden, you know, it's like I got all excited.
Oh, my God, my jokes working.
That's got to be one of the best feelings, though, when you're on the spot and you're doing something, you just ad-lib something in there, and it just crushes. You're like, ooh, new tag.
Yeah.
All right, so did they reprimand you for the F-bombs after the set, or did they kind of like let it go, or did you get spanked a little?
Bent
what happened?
Said, Dougie, no.
No.
Dougie, no.
Well, the minute I walked off stage, Brian was there, and I go, hey, dude, and he's like, good set, man. He goes, but dude, you had like fucking F-bombs. I'm like, I go, and in my mind, I thought I did like three or four. You know, I think I just like,
whoa, you did more than three or four? Yeah,
according to them, I did like 40, 30 or 40.
Jesus. Oh my God, what was happening?
Shame. I don't know what happened. Shame. I mean, I did 25 minutes.
South Florida comedy.
I know, man.
Whoa.
they were just coming out like fucking.
Okay.
And there was one moment in my
it makes so much more sense to me.
But there was one moment in my set, I'm like, fuck that. And I go, oh, I said that. You know?
Yeah,
like, yeah. And I was like, and then I looked over and I started, you know. Like, I didn't even, like, I couldn't even think about it.
It happens to the best of us.
It's almost like when sometimes you host, you know somebody, you know them very well. Yeah. And for some reason, now you think about worrying about forgetting their name. Like, that ain't going to happen. And then you know this person. They're like, oh, the next person coming to stage is,
shit.
Good guy. And,
that happens to me all the time. Yeah, like, coming up to the stage, give it up for,
you know, this guy.
What is your name again? Rudy Vargas. Give it up for Rudy Vargas. Like, tell you my name.
I was somewhere recently, and the person did the whole setup. They were like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Yeah, this is a great guy. He's funny. You love him. I mean, I love seeing him." Blah blah blah. And then he's sitting there blank, and he's looking over at me, and he's like, and I go, "I'm just fucking." You're like, "What?" And he's like just not saying anything. He's just smiling. Like,
"Oh, hey. You let him sit in the moment."
Yeah, and I'm sitting there. What do you want? What do you need? He's like. Oh, my name? You know?
Oh, that's what it is? You didn't write it down before you went up there in case you forgot?
Have you ever thought about giving him like a bullshit name just to see if he'd say it? And then you go up there and be like, you know, it's not my real name, guys.
I said Walter or something. I said something to him, and he went up and said, I got that. My name's Dougie Almeida. Write it down.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it was.
He was cool. Brian's cool. You know what? He was the first guy I ever, not the first time
Blue?
I ever featured. No, of course not. He's super funny though. He's the first time I ever did a feature run,
right.
Like, and it was at like Laughing or whatever, and he was the headliner, and it was Brian and then the other guy who runs it, Brian. They were the ones who were obsessed with you can't say the word queef, you should do the joke without saying it, and which has inspired the way I say it now,
right.
Which does not include that word, but the insinuation of that word. And like, that's the thing, they were trying to come up with ways for me to get around it, and I told them, I was like, I'm not going to figure it out this weekend, because it's hard to get rid of a word.
You guys are going to love me.
You didn't turn this on.
No.
Live clip, right?
Okay.
All right, well, we'll go from here.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
Doug almost had a heart attack. I see it in his face. Right. He was like, ay, coño. I was like, Doug, you speak perfect Spanish right now. We're bad. It's like a typical Spanish person. All right.
Yeah, right.
But Brian's a good guy is the point of that. And I did, he was super funny.
Brian
Galacki,
yes.
Yeah.
I've never had a chance to work with him. I've heard good things about
him. Yeah, no, he's a good dude. And, you know, we were cool. We were joking around. I was like, he was fucking around. I was like, Dougie, don't tell me what to do. You know, he's like, you know, don't tell me. But no, we had a good time, man. It was fun. But, you know, but of course, even then, I'm upset because I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that asshole.
Well, you know? Were.
I know.
It happened.
And, but
you apologized.
Yeah, and I did. And I was very, very, and he goes, oh, dude, you killed. So that was it was all right. By, you know, it wasn't like you were saying fuck,
well,
you were bombing,
yeah,
and that's really
story.
Brutal. But I don't even like I said, I don't even know, like it just got into me, and then I'm not dumb. I didn't forget the conversation, but for some reason, it's like when you're on the stage and things are rolling and you're
in that
rhythm,
pocket. Yeah, man.
It just was weird. I couldn't even explain it. And like I said, there was moments of the set where, like, that worked, and I threw something else. I've added something else into So. Anyway, so Buddy,
right.
Thanks for the stage time.
Yeah.
And
he'll
great.
Do better next time. Less F-bombs.
We'll work
next
on Dougie's
time.
Behavior for the next time.
We'll practice.
Bad guy. Any rate. So the rest of the show, this part of the show, the opening part of the show, what I want to talk about, and I mentioned this to you guys before the show, an American woman from Alabama who married an ISIS fighter.
So
what do you do for a living? Oh, I fight pagans and Americans.
But well, there was a number of UK girls
To put this in context, though, this chick left. If I'm not mistaken, there was a story about this on the news 4 years
ago. Back in the day when she left.
Back in the day. This is the one they're talking about. I left from Alabama that just miraculously ended up over there flying.
Yeah.
This is the same
chick.
Well,
they're all trying to get back now because I didn't know there was a U.S. girl, but like for the last couple of weeks, there's been the U.K. girls and the one who made the video, and she's been like on the news like, hey, we're in a refugee camp. Like, you know, four of my kids have already died. Can you come like save me?
Yep.
And I think they told her, nah.
Nah.
They said, nah, you're going to have to sit there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
terrorist life's hard. You
think about,
thought about that.
Like, you realize it now after you have kids and stuff, how fucking crazy it is. Like, like if it's like some real innocent people who we don't have this background already on them and why they went over there, I get it. You know, help. But we know why you went over there. You went over there to join the group. And
you knew what you were doing. Like, you're an adult.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the pictures they post of her on the media of her smiling and, you know, looks like a Tinder photo.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine? Could you imagine if she did come back? Right, and then if you imagine you're on a Tinder date, you meet this girl. I have a kid. Oh yeah, you have a kid. Yeah, well, I was married, but he's no longer around. Okay.
No, that'd be a great Tinder profile, right? Like extremely subservient. You know, I mean, what's your best qualities?
I cook, clean, tell me what to do.
I don't mind if you punch me.
Yeah,
my ex-husband was ISIS.
Yeah, I was trained in combat, so we can practice any day.
Yeah, I take an ass beating all the time.
I won't cry.
Yes, I don't cry. There's no crying in terrorism.
No, but it's a crazy situation, though. Like, you guys go over there, you have a kid, right? And you see, damn, this ain't the right place for me to be having a kid at right now.
Right.
And then now, all of a sudden, you're in a panic. Like, oh, man, I need to go back home. Why did you leave? Like, I get, like, they say, like, she's saying that she was, like, brainwashed and stuff, which I get.
Blame somebody
it
else.
It is possible.
Victim.
Yeah, but it is possible that some people are very fickle-minded that don't.
Well, listen, we don't want her. What's next? She's going to get fickle-minded with some other fucking asshole.
Exactly.
But dude, that's a funny premise for a joke where she comes back and she's in society. Next thing you know, she's trying to date. You know.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do a lot of shopping. Yeah. You know, I only
were you married? Yeah, my ex-husband. Yeah. He was in the military. Kind
so,
of.
What kind of clothing do you like? A scarf? Like what? Yeah.
I live in an apartment. Where did you live? Well, we had a tent.
All right, Dad, we just had three rocks building a wall, and then we live on the other side.
I lived in a clay hut.
Well, that's the problem with the UK girl. The UK girl, when they did the video of her, she's like, nah, I don't regret it. Like, I'd do it again. Like I support the cause. I just don't want all these babies dying now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not going to help. No, that's not going to get you back
The
in.
Girl that's trying to come back here, she's like, yeah, I see what it was now, and it's fucked up. Like, dead bodies all over the place.
Yeah, but that would make me like
kids
even think,
dying all over.
That
place.
Would even make me think like, for all we know, she's like an implant, you know, like a plant.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's do this. And then she raises her kid. Her son really looks like that kid who was playing with brought the fucking the clock to the school that everybody got mad at because he thought he brought a bomb. It looks like a resemblance.
A little bit. You know what's what creeps me out though is that I saw the interview of that and. You would think if you're asking for help, you'd be more emotionally invested in.
Right.
She just, I just, you know, it's crazy. I just want to come back. Like, you would, like,
yeah.
You're saying please it in such a, like, a plain monotone that
well,
I'm like,
she's
do
not
I really, like,
to have emotions anymore? She's
yeah, but a situation
ISIS
like that, if you're begging to come back, you're going to show some fucking emotion.
I don't mind if I'll be your girlfriend or your wife, and, like, my ex-husband who was with ISIS, you can share me with the rest of the clan.
Yeah, well, I think the problem, you said she's, like, from Alabama, like, she was, like, a white girl.
She was born in, I think she was raised in Jersey, and then they moved to Alabama, which apparently they say she was from a middle, upper-class family.
All
so
right.
They had bank.
So, but she's not going to give a lot of emotion. Like, if that would have been, like, a black person who went over there, and then they put the camera on them to come back, we would have seen
the whole range of
emotions.
Send your
like,
cards
we
and letters
been,
to Minda, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Whatever. They're the best performance actor. Whatever. I'm not the one casting Extreme Home Makeover over and over again. I'm not making those decisions, okay? I'm just watching and learning.
Yeah.
And actually, I am complimenting that performance. I mean, you can, the emotion just oozes.
Her name is Miss Hoda Muthana.
Hoda,
is
you
not a
get...
U.S. citizen and will not be admitted to the United States.
This Hoda,
stop.
She does not have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to passport,
this
nor
here
any
tripping,
visa.
This
President Trump
tripping.
quickly followed up with a tweet taking credit for the rebuke.
Man.
I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and fully agrees not to allow Hoda Muthana back into this country.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, it you got to go through a bunch of change first before, so I don't know what that
why
means.
Should, yeah, she's why? Gone. Hey, you
just,
stay. Irrevocable decision.
Listen, he didn't even have to say anything. He just let the government do its job.
It's
it makes no sense.
You said he doesn't have to say anything? Why? He doesn't have to say anything.
You want to tell Trump not to say something in a moment?
That's what I'm saying.
Says a lot of shit.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Surprising is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not just, yeah.
Not shocking.
Good way to put it.
Listen, yeah. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this for all you paying attention. If you sign on with an international terrorist organization that opposes the United States and all the freedoms of liberty and justice and happiness for all, then you sign an irrevocable contract that you are an enemy of modern day society.
I don't like the whole.
You
chose to go join the away team.
It's not like you decided that you're going to work at Amway, you know, or try to sell Nu Skin. And you get into some fucking cult, and then, you know, you're in it, and you realize, oh, okay, it's hard to make money unless you bug your friends the rest of your life.
Maybe she thought it was like when LeBron left Cleveland for the first time, went to Miami, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, if LeBron can get back into Cleveland, I can get back into the States. Like, no, bitch, no.
I'm coming back.
Oh, God. LeBron's way more talented than she is.
We don't know.
We haven't seen her AK game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't she had a short game or she had a three-pointer?
All right. She's like, I can snipe you from a mile away with a pistol. What?
While most babies, her child, the State Department did not explain its basis, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Usually, while most babies born in America are automatically granted citizenship, the offspring of accredited foreign diplomatic officers are not, because their parents aren't subject to U.S. law.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Bruce Lee was American because his dad had him here. Mom and dad had him here.
Yeah, but didn't he leave? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did.
So, no, you can't come in. That's it. You sign up with a terrorist organization, that's it.
What would be the, like, for you, what would she have to do if there was a possibility, like, to you, if you had to set up, like...
She'd have to blow every American soldier.
Oh, man. Become a spy and then go into the witness protection program.
Yeah, bring her in, say, boom. Yeah, you can come back. Just tell us something.
We're
going to
drop you
value.
In every couple months. You come back for a couple months to drop you in.
No, she's done. She's used up. Look, that's it. Don't have any sympathy.
Would you let them bring the baby in if she said, look, I don't want to come back. Just take my
No, I don't trust the baby.
Life.
Anything to do with that. Just
go really?
On the, go you don't trust like, the baby?
Maybe they're like 3 months.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
The baby didn't even know his mom's name. No. It's going to be years before
he can
pronounce it.
How would they send the baby to like the grandma's house?
Let me rephrase this. So if the kid,
let the family raise it here.
The fact that, you know, no one's going to hire this person or whatever. If she's coming here as an ex-ISIS member. And then now who's going to take care of the kid? Welfare system is going to take care of the kid
if the family who she ran from,
she's got ready extended family here. Let them take the kid.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If the mother and father agree, look, that's give us the kid, but you're never going to see him again.
But I want a fucking camera on that kid. All day.
3 months old, dude.
I want that kid walking on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning.
That baby hasn't even been programmed to wipe his ad and take a shit.
You don't know that kid. That kid's going to start coming out going, Allah Akbar, bitch.
That kid probably
By the way, let me fucking tell you something. this goddamn fucking congresswoman
the kid probably
out of
ass
Detroit,
rock,
whatever,
I mean,
the kid, that lady from Detroit, she's got to go. Listen, she's got to go. Allah Akbar, fucking congresswoman, talking to anti-Semite. She's a fucking, this lady's got to fucking go. You talk about a plant. This lady should, you know what? Hey, before you go back to fucking ISIS land, hey, take this fucking lady with you. She's a congresswoman.
That lady's
Detroit?
Already there in ISIS.
Yeah, Omar.
Well,
I don't
Detroit
know
isn't doing that well.
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't
it's
call
actually,
that a win.
I think it's out of Michigan. There's a story now because Obama let like 50,000 Somalian refugees into Michigan,
These
areas of Michigan.
Dearborn is the biggest location of Muslims or Arabs in the United States.
So, and they're more in there. So there's a story.
So they brought
that's
more.
That's why now you have a congresswoman who's Muslim and who swore on a Quran, not a Bible, and changes it now. Brought that wear hijabs. Hat and headgear, which whatever, I don't really give a shit. I wouldn't wear one.
All right.
And then,
not a female. Though.
Yeah, exactly. You know, tell them I'm one of Ethan's shows. But but I don't. What was I saying? But she's anti-Semitic. She said, "Oh, the reason that America handles always deals with Israel is because all the Jewish people are for money here." You can't say it. You know.
That's kind of the Arab party line, though. Like, you know what? Even the nicest, most pacifist Arabs, even Pakistanis or whatever, they're all anti anti-Semitic slightly in the sense that, you know, they're at war with them over there. They're really not feeling the whole support for Israel.
There's an opposition.
Personally,
other,
you know, I don't agree with that. But you're
just okay then. You're thinking that there should be more Muslim.
No, I don't really
in the U.S. Congress
agree
to kind of which can eventually push maybe Israelis.
Okay, so
and Jews
I
out.
Would never vote for a Muslim person running because I don't agree with their philosophies.
Sharia law, man.
Yeah, that's
they
not
want
my
Sharia
thing.
Law. That's the goal.
I don't think it's really going to happen here in the United States.
Well, everybody, that's why everybody doesn't think it's going to happen. Go to France in the middle of the day. There's thousands of people in the street.
But
they can't even drive their cars.
They all live on the same continent all over
there. I know.
There.
Well, it's like they said. Their leaders even say, we're going to just take over the world by just populating it.
Okay.
That's their ultimate plan.
Yeah, I don't really feel like that's happening a lot. And, like, to be fair, it's like there's really no Arab population anywhere in the United States except Detroit.
That's
so we
it.
Gave them the Detroit area. It's not even a good area. Like, it's Dearborn.
It's Detroit.
It's
I get it.
Gross.
Yeah. All right, it's time,
they
by
got
the
word. They could have been in fucking South Dakota.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. And guys, by the way, send in money as a patron so we can buy a new typewriter. Go to podbean.com. Everybody watching or listening, just go to podbean.com, our home site, and click the patron page. And you can donate $1 a month. Goes to gas money for everybody. I want to say that because I mean it. Anyway.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten any gas money.
I'm about to say.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, too bad.
5 years ago, I did. No, that's true story.
You're a beer drinker, right?
No, I am not.
You're not a beer drinker?
I hate beer.
I thought you were a big beer drinker.
No, nah, she likes to drink, what is it?
White Russians.
White Russians. There.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Beer from an 1886 shipwreck may yield a new brew.
Wow.
Can you imagine they found a bunch of beer on this shipwreck?
And someone's going to drink that?
Somebody will. You have some sort of beer snob. Like, oh my God, it's aged so well. I want to try that.
Cobleskill, New York. Ahoy, beer lovers. A bottle from a 133-year-old shipwreck may yield yeast, much like my ex-girlfriend, for a new brew in upstate New York. Biotechnology students at the State of University of New York in Cobleskill uncorked a bottle from the shipwrecked SS Oregon on Thursday. Sirius Brewing Company of House Cav plans to develop a new brew if the students successfully extract the yeast. Good for them.
All right. Yeah. Yeasty beer.
I was at a place the other night. They had a thing that
Call
said
the yeasty
Sam Adams Winter Brew.
Okay.
I like that. It's a good one. And I said, no, we didn't. That's we still have the tap. We don't have the keg of it. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Can you take that thing off? I got excited. You actually had it.
That sucks. That's misleading.
Winter Brew is good.
Yeah, I became a cider girl. That's how I...
Angry Orchard type stuff?
No, not Angry Orchard. Like Strombo, that's
good. Strombo's
good. Or Mackenzie's. They have a cherry one that's delish. No,
so you,
I got
so
real
like
Mike artisan.
Hart's Lemonade and stuff like that, too?
What's that?
You like Mike Hart Lemonade and stuff, too?
No, I don't drink that shit.
Yeah.
Nah. It's usually
it's
vodka
good
or
for
bust.
My palate.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I go with the cider every once in a while. What'd you say? The north with the crossbow? What was it?
Oh, the Strombo.
Strombo is
actually
pretty good. Yeah.
Good. It's not too sweet.
They got all kinds of flavors too.
Here's a story: two similar-looking baseball players take DNA tests to find out if they are related. Okay. Can you imagine having somebody look so much like you? You don't even know that they could be related. You know, like one of your brothers or whatever is a whore and banging everybody, and they looks like you.
Okay.
Two minor league baseball players are put to the test on Wednesday. A DNA test, they say. The pitchers, both named Brady Fiegel.
Hold on.
they look alike and they have the same name.
That's creepy.
That's a problem.
That's almost like finding what they call it, your doppelganger?
Yeah. That's clearly
the name,
something's going
name?
On.
Same name, same name, same look.
It's
Fiegel.
It's F-E-I-G-L. I spell it I-E. Okay, we're different.
Do they both pitch with the same hand? Does it tell you that?
They're both part of the Texas Rangers and Oakland Athletics organization. They also astonishingly look alike. They're both 6 foot 4 inches tall and sport similar beards and eyewear. And they both like black chicks. However, if they swear they are not related to each other. In 2017, even the College of Freddie Fiegel The one later with Rangers got two men mixed up. Wow.
All right. Well, I'd like to find out how that ends up.
The test came back negative.
Oh, okay. So they are not, in fact, related.
That just shows you how crazy human being DNA is. That is only so much.
Right.
And there's just so many possibilities.
Or maybe that's some kind of effect of the whole, like, you know, quantum physics parallel universe situation. You know, maybe just, you know, two, what's their names? Brady, Brody, whatever.
Fiegel.
But anyway, you know, Fiegel. They were living in, you know, parallel universes, and somehow their worlds have now collided, and they both exist in this one. You
Brady
know?
Fiegel.
Brady's. And there you go.
Who the hell would name anybody who would name real, those? Anybody that would be named that person twice? Brady Fiegel. It's got to be an Irish name. Hey, hey. Well, these guys look like leprechauns. They got red beards.
What if?
And shit.
What if that's crazy that they're not related? What if I don't? That's nuts. So like, in the possibility where nobody in the family was related at all to anybody?
Like they did it go all the way back, where maybe like their great 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 whatever both came
they're
from
not
the
related.
Same village
no,
in Ireland.
Nuts.
No,
could
nothing.
Have been.
That's
nothing.
Crazy. That's like if I found another me in this world, and I'm like, yo, I'm already big enough as is, like weight wise. Like there's two of us.
That'd be fun to have both in here because you'll be over there.
No, I'm snoring like crazy.
Hey, you guys like zebras?
Sure. Right. I saw this story.
Did you? Now, that you know, because the old saying was, is a zebra black with white stripes, or is it white with black stripes? And then some people trying to figure out, well, what's the deal with the zebra? And like, you know, like,
yeah.
Like how the fuck, you how know what I mean? Become, like, yeah. like God's weird, you know what I mean? Like
how they get stripes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not like they're hiding, you know, in Wynwood somewhere in mm-hmm. some, you know, decorated painted building that's all black and white or fucking... Like a Beetlejuice cartoon.
Yeah, they like they're blending you know? With the scenery in yeah. the safari.
Oh, but, this is just fashion.
But why? But why?
Be different.
They're trying to figure out why zebras have stripes.
They are, and I believe they have.
They think it's so to dazzle away flies. Like a fly.
Randy doesn't believe it.
You don't think that's a good
no,
scientific study?
No, he is saying that is, I, just by his face at least, he's saying no.
Zebra stripes are dazzling, particularly to flies. That's a conclusion of scientists from the University of Bristol and the University of California at Davis, who dressed horses in black and white striped coats to help determine why zebras have stripes. So regular horses have flies all over them. No, okay. Then suddenly they put a zebra coat on them, and now the flies don't fucking bug them.
So if humans walked around wearing zebra patterned shirts in South Florida, we would never get bit by mosquitoes at night in the summertime.
So instead of spraying off on us,
just put a
on
zebra
the weekend, just
on.
Put a, just wear zebra clothes in the summer.
Kids, get your stripes on. We're going to the beach.
Yeah. We're going outside, kids. Get your stripes on.
We're going to the movie. We're going to the drive-in movie theater.
I don't know. I guess I don't know if there was a differentiation in the study regarding flies versus mosquitoes or which insects or if it's all insects. I didn't really gather that.
The researchers found that fewer horse flies landed
horse
on
flies.
The cloaked horses than on the ones without striped coats.
Well,
suggesting that zebra stripes may offer protection from blood-sucking insects.
Or, this is the thing that I need to know, were the coats that the horses were wearing, the striped coats, were they made in China? Maybe the horse flies have an aversion to that factory smell that all your stuff has.
It was lead
you know, like
there
it still
shit.
Smells like China. Yeah.
What if they made those kind of coats, right, for regular human beings and send them to all those kids that are in those Sarah McLachlan commercials, whatever it is, for 10 cents a day when they all got the little mosquitoes and the bugs flying around, send a bunch of those over there, they'd be fine.
From a distance, the flies were equally attracted to both horses and zebras, with the same number of insects hovering around both types of animals. But when the flies got closer, things get dicey. The flies land less frequently on the zebras, the zebras with the horses with the covered thing, the zebra thing.
Or maybe they're just smart enough to know that that's not the
they're
actual
being tested.
Skin.
Probably.
Like, you know, because it smells like China. Again, let's bring it back to
maybe,
that. Yeah,
maybe,
that's why.
Maybe the horse flies are thinking... We know we're being fucked with. We're not going to go land on that guy. You know?
Yeah.
It was interesting, by the way. Scientists just found out something else. They also recently determined that usually when you open a beer outside or a bottle of wine, these, what they're called, the fucking sweet flies, what they're called.
Gnats?
No, I know what you're talking about. They like to hover around the...
Yeah, the sugar fries. I forgot what they're fucking called.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Yeah, they were like, you know, they finally figured out why fruit flies...
fruit flies
fly around when you open a beer or wine. They finally found out the flies are alcoholics.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. That was a long setup for a fucking hack
shame,
show.
And I have no idea. We're going to have to record back the video. It's going to be a good, interesting day for me on the old Dougie show.
He's going to figure out how to strip audio from a Facebook Live video, folks. Right. Yeah. But you should tape that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's an hour and a half of Dougie figuring out how to strip the audio from today's episode.
God damn it. Fucking technology.
Here's a story. Man says he stole Pepsi truck to get to the airport.
Oh, God. Wow. Nobody respects Pepsi. Like, that's going to get you into the airport faster.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Authorities say Oklahoma man stole a Pepsi truck at the drive as the driver was unloading soda in the back.
Wow. Brilliant.
The dude's still there, and he's like, you know, fuck this. I need to get, man.
The driver wasn't hurt. He jumped out as the guy drove off with all that Pepsi.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's sad, too.
I can understand if he sold out to, like, a hood store.
Yeah.
Like, somebody on the side.
You
like,
need to get to the airport. Got tired of waiting for Uber.
Or maybe if it was at least Coke.
Like, you'd have got there really
Coca-Cola.
Fast.
Oh,
Coke.
Yeah,
okay.
Coca-Cola as opposed to Pepsi.
Did a few lines and ran there himself.
Yeah, well, that would have been better.
They say Stephen Hart told them he was trying to get to the airport after an argument with his girlfriend, who likes Coke. The girlfriend says she was searching for her. The girlfriend says he was searching for her. Police say that when they caught up, the truck stopped in traffic. Hart jumped out and started to run off. Hart was arrested as the rig rolled into the back of a school bus.
Seriously?
Nobody has respect for Pepsi. That's why this happened. Just like that Super Bowl commercial that they now play now, like, because, you know, that whole, like, hey, do you have a Coke? And then the server's like, oh, is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Oh, yeah.
You know, that little thing. Yeah. And I'm like, no, that's really what everyone thinks of Pepsi.
I don't drink soda anymore.
Okay.
But,
congrats.
Pepsi used to be my favorite over Coke.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
A little too sweet. I couldn't drink either one. And our last story of the day, dog shoots man. German court rules owner is not fit for license.
Oh, my God.
In Berlin, a German court has ruled that a dog owner isn't fit to carry a firearms license after his dog shot him with a rifle.
How?
The Munich Administrative Court on Tuesday dismissed the man's appeal against an earlier decision by Bavarian authorities to withdraw his license to own a rifle, as well as a hunting permit.
How does the dog? First off, in Germany, so it's got to be some sort of hate behind.
The decision followed a
like a Nazi dog.
Yeah, the dog had a weird mustache.
What color was
the
owner?
He says, The dog had a weird mustache and a weird, like, his hair parted to the side.
Did he have a Heil Hitler thing?
Yeah, he liked to give his right paw.
When he said paw, it always went a little higher than the other dogs. Yeah.
He didn't give you his paw. He showed you his paw.
Oh, wow.
Right? He's like, it's fit.
He wasn't doing this. He was doing this and sitting back. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. An incident which the man, a passionate hunter, was shot in the arm after his dog managed to release the trigger on a loaded rifle
that was lying
in his car.
Oh, okay.
That dog must have been like, this is my chance to get out of here, and just started fidgeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess he's also doing other stuff to the dog.
Right.
Oh.
The court ruled the hunter couldn't be relied upon because it must be assumed that he will handle firearms and ammunition carelessly in the future as well. So, yeah, thank God that guy doesn't
have a gun.
Yeah, it was
like a cocked and loaded gun if the dog set it off. That means it's completely loaded and it's set, right?
Right, that's a dog. You look in the mirror and the dog's like, I'm going to fucking kill this motherfucker. Loading it up. Pull over, I want to pee.
Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Minda for joining us today.
It's always my pleasure.
And Randy Vega.
Likewise, brother.
By the way, guys, I am no comedy for me this weekend. I'm going to be filming. I have a principal role in a short film.
Nice.
Filming this weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Everybody getting their production on
lately.
Yeah, man.
What?
Awesome. But next week, Wednesday through Saturday, I will be at the Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, opening for my good friend Mike Marino. So come out there. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates coming up. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. And join our fan page on Facebook. Minda?
You can always find me on any social page at Minda is Awesome. And remember to always check at Comedy Basement Show. Our next show sold out, 125 seats gone for this weekend. But we have all our events up right now through June. So check it out at Comedy Basement Show.
That's it. Randy?
I got two shows coming up Saturday night. The first show is going to be in North Palm Beach at the New Beacon. It's underground comedy legends production by Jay Guy. I've got headliner Cock Grooms coming in. Promo code LOVE gets you guys a discount on the tickets for that. And then later on that night, I'm going to be in Lake Worth with the United Nations Comedy Tour Propaganda. Come check us out there. That's going to be a fun night, man. And that's it for this weekend, man. That's all that's going on. Follow me on all social media, Randy B. Comedy. Check out my YouTube page.
You on Twitter?
No, I don't do Twitter. Okay. But YouTube.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. And next week, we'll be back with all new shows. Ben Rosenthal will be in town from New York on the show on Monday. Joining us and whoever else signs up on our fail list. So
get we'll on the list.
That's right. We'll see you guys next week right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery night. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination.